Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:01, up to 91 today. It is 67 right now. We have nothing to give away today except for the vault.
Yep.
So there's that. We're out of WWE, but we have the weekend wake up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock.
Woo-hoo.
Whole bunch of music. Let me say the first segment starting at 9 o'clock is very old school.
I like it.
Very, very old school.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of good stuff in it. A couple of songs I personally hate.
I love them.
But they are songs you are going to love.
I love them. I saw the first segment and I was like, yes!
And I heard the first segment and, okay.
You gotta admit the very first song, though. You haven't heard in a while and it's pretty
fun. Yeah. No, it's a song that is so good you hate it.
I know. I remember when the song first came out, actually.
If you have an idea for a store, whatever, of two businesses that don't fit in the same building, like, ice cream and fitness center.
That wouldn't work, yeah.
Yeah, text them in or let us know how or what your idea is for one. 361-5557 or email or text am at hot1047.com. I got a text message from 9303, Financial Planning and Payday Loan Store.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't work.
That's
very
a good
well.
One.
Yeah.
I like that one. So keep them coming. So
apparently I'm not imaginative this morning. I can't think of any.
It's Friday. That's the thing.
I just can't think of any.
I am so tired. I've had a lot of stress this week and like, I'm just tired on top of it. Okay. This story is awesome, mainly because the snake dies.
Oh.
On Tuesday, 55-year-old Mohammed Salmo Maya of Nepal was working in his field when a cobra slithered up and bit him.
A cobra?
A cobra.
Oh.
Which gives me willies.
Well, that would give me willies too, cobra.
His first instinct was revenge. So he chased the cobra down through the fields, tracked it down, caught it, and bit the snake until it died.
He bit it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Maya says, quote, I could have killed it with a stick, but I bit it with my teeth instead because I was angry. He went to get treatment for the snake bite, but it's not expected to be fatal. Police said he won't be charged for killing the snake because cobras aren't on Nepal's endangered species list.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if...
Well, cobras in Nepal are probably like garter snakes around here.
Probably. I'm pretty sure, though, if a snake bit me that was venomous, that I would head to the doctors right away. Like, I wouldn't, like, chase after to kill it.
Well...
I would just want to get to the doctor's office.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have let it get that far away. I probably would have killed it a little quicker.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love that story because the only good snake is a dead snake. Endangered species or not.
Stop it now.
Too bad they're not food for sharks.
Yeah, there you go.
So Lance Armstrong has decided to give up fighting the doping charges that have been dogging him for years. He said, quote, enough is enough, but he's not admitting guilt. He's just saying the cards are so stacked against him, he'll never have a fair shot at clearing his name. He probably will be stripped of the 7 straight Tour de France titles he won from 1999 to 2005, a bronze medal in the 2000 Summer Olympics, and be banned from competitive cycling for life, although it's not totally clear whether the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency has the authority to do what they're threatening. Armstrong posted an angry letter on his website saying that the agency's investigation against him is, quote, an unconstitutional witch hunt. He added, quote, the toll this has taken on my family and my work for our foundation and on me leads me to where I am today, finished with this nonsense. He also mentioned the fact that he's passed hundreds of tests over the years and that's still not good enough for them. He said, quote, whatever they have asked for, I provided. What is the point of all this testing if, in the end, USADA will not stand by it? You can read the whole thing at lancearmstrong.com.
I agree, though. I mean, he has been taking a ton of tests, and they've all shown that he wasn't. So, I think that they should just drop it.
Yeah.
Are they trying to make, like, an example of him?
But, I just feel like, and this is just me, it's just my opinion, innocent people don't quit.
Yeah, but can you imagine, though, like, he's done a test after test after test, and he's just sick of it. There's got to be a point, too, where you're like, what else do you want me to do?
Yeah, but still, I can't see myself giving up if I was truly, truly innocent. That's the only thing I can't get out of my head.
I think that he's still innocent. I think he's just sick and tired of it.
And bicycling is a sport that has been littered with cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
And he won the Tour de France 7 times.
I think he's just that good.
If there's
all these other cheaters doping up while they're going up against him and he still won, like how, I mean, he's obviously has talent if he's beating them.
Well, sure. Yeah. But.
And if they were just doped up as he was, then how did they not beat him?
I don't know. Well, just because if everybody's cheating and the results are the same, whether they were cheating or not, then. Yeah, it wouldn't make a big difference. The problem is they were cheating. They were breaking the rules.
I just don't think
it's like having a motor on your bicycle.
I just don't think he did.
Okay. That's because you've seen him in too many commercials.
I have not.
I don't know. Anyway, it's bicycling. I don't care that much, really, anyway. And did anyone ever talk about cycling other than Lance Armstrong and the Tour de France?
No.
You know, I mean...
No.
So it's a huge name, but... And don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking the guy. He's done amazing things. But at the same time, my favorite sport in the world is baseball. And there's a lot of guys in my favorite sport that have been cheating. A couple here just recently.
Doing anyway, the roids.
Yeah. So there's that. Lance Armstrong. He's living strong and cheating.
Did you go work out yesterday while you were on your steroids?
No. I didn't. But mine are prescription for a bunch of bug bites. I wonder if Sioux Falls men's slow pitch will have me drug tested now. He tested positive for steroids. Yeah, now I can hit the ball 302 feet. The problem is, in softball, isn't the juiced players. They're all juiced, but it's not steroids.
Right.
It's beer.
Yeah.
The problem in softball is the juiced bats. Anyway. So, we got the weekend wake up coming up. News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:20. We're going to top out at 91. A little bit windy today. We have got Mark Schilling from the Corn Palace on the phone. How's it going, Mark?
Good. Just wanted to call and talk about the concert, the Hinder show last night.
Yeah?
It was called last night because Austin's voice was...
Oh, it was?
Yes.
I did not hear that.
Me neither.
Yeah, so right before showtime, or just after Corey and Fireflies had finished with their opening set, we got called back to the bus and... he had said he had been working with it all day, had been talking to the doctors, and had went through his half-hour warm-up routine and just had nothing. So we had to cancel the show last night. A number of disappointed fans, but we're going to exchange those tickets for any other show or refund those who had purchased tickets. So
okay, good to know. Wow, that's a bummer.
Really bummer.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's... all we can do.
Yeah, that's a big fat suck. They're good in concert, too.
They are.
They're very good. I've seen them a number of times.
Yeah.
It was going to be exciting to see them here in the Corn Palace, but unfortunately, didn't happen. And hopefully sometime we'll be able to bring them back here.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad, Mark. Well, thanks for giving us a call and giving us a heads up on that.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Super bummer.
Yeah. I've never gone to a concert that had to be... canceled. I've never had that happen. I've gone to ball games that got rained out.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Well, rained on or rained out?
Well,
you went to the Twins game here this year, but they still played the game.
They did finish, but we had a rain delay.
Well, yeah,
I guess. Yeah,
they didn't cancel it.
No,
but because that's the problem. That's one thing I'll warn you about with StubHub.
Yeah,
if you're not the original ticket holder, you don't get a refund. Well, rain outs, you don't get a refund anyway.
Right,
you get to go to the whenever it's rescheduled for.
Mm-hmm.
So that can kind of suck, but
especially if you're from out of town.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're going to a Twins game and you're from Sioux Falls, but Yeah, as you just heard Mark from the Corn Palace say, if you had purchased a ticket to the Hinder show, you can either exchange it to go to another concert at the festival, or you can get a refund. So contact the Corn Palace for that.
Such a bummer.
That does suck.
But, you know, I understand. I mean, obviously you don't want to put on a bad show.
No.
You know, if your voice is
and
all
I know,
screwed up.
I know Austin has had issues with his voice in the past because he screams, you know.
Yeah.
When you sing like that, it's bound to have some throat issues. Mm-hmm. Even if you just sing. I mean, Adele had, what was it, polyps on her throat or something? And she's not a screamer.
No, you have to be super careful.
It's hard on your voice. And like when we got to meet Kelly Clarkson, her voice is so scratchy.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're just talking to her, you know, just from, you know, I mean, they work it like a muscle, like a bodybuilder works their biceps.
It's
you know?
True. I mean, think about even an hour, 2 hour show or whatever, all that singing. How much
well, and like Mark said, he went through his half hour warm up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I should do.
La 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 la.
No. I mean, I should just start talking a half hour before the show.
Well, see, that's the problem is you won't talk to me when I get here.
Well, I'm busy getting ready for the show.
I know, but you're like warming up your vocal cords.
But maybe then I wouldn't have
diarrhea
of the mouth.
Right. Should try it.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or are you going to start talking to yourself when you wake up in the morning?
I was talking to myself in the car last night listening to the Twins game after Maurer got hit.
Well, I don't think you were talking to yourself there. I think you were yelling at the radio.
Well, I know. I was. The thing I said out loud was, Scott Diamond, you better drill Josh Hamilton. Because they hit our best player. We got to hit theirs.
Yeah.
And he tried to, but he missed.
Grr. Fight fire with
they
fire.
They still ejected him. Anyway. We will get to some more of your, business combinations that don't fit. We were going to get to that here, but then Mark called in. So, we've got that coming up after some dirt next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. By the way, Bob Dylan already played last week.
Yes.
We were just talking to one of the guys that won the tickets to Hinder.
Yeah.
Like right before we came on here. And the show was canceled last night because Austin Winkler's voice crapped out on him. And you can get, if you bought tickets to the show, you can get a refund at the Corn Palace, or you can exchange it for tickets to another show that's happening at the Corn Palace Festival this weekend. But it's we're going to hook John up with, because he went through hell.
He did, because he doesn't live around here.
And he works in Huron.
Yeah.
And he went through absolute hell. So we're gonna hook him up a little bit, because that was, I mean, if you were one of the people who just got a mail to you, you don't get a refund or you don't really get anything. But we kind of had to make John jump through hoops to get his tickets, just because he lives far away and works even farther away. So anyway, but yeah, no, whenever stuff like this happens, we do what we can to make things reasonable. We're not going to hook up everybody who won tickets to the show because we can't.
But
whenever there's something screwed up and
they can still take those tickets though and exchange them for a different show.
Yes, you can.
So
you can't get a refund because they were free, but you could exchange them for another show.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yes.
So there you go. All right. Well, there are businesses in buildings, and there's a handful of them around here. Not a ton, but there's a handful. I can't think of where there's one. I know I've seen one around somewhere. I know there was in, this one that was the tanning and, tanning and movies?
Yeah.
Video rental and tanning, where one of the places where I rented movies in college in Spearfish, tanning and movies.
You know, now that I think about it, when I lived in Columbus, Georgia, but I lived in a little town called Casita, where I would go get my nails done, she had a little booth set up in the video store. Yeah. But it was also like a town the size of Chancellor. I mean, it was very tiny.
This website, 11 Points, had a post about two businesses. There was a salon and gun store in Kansas that was busted for owning guns, since one of them was a convicted felon. Or the owners were. Some of the other mashup businesses that were in there, and I find this amusing. Party Balloons and Home Healthcare in Venice, California. Mapleton Taxidermy and Cheese Store in Ontario, Canada. Funeral Home and Subway in Worcester, Massachusetts. when I looked at it, it's actually a monument. Like, you can buy the headstone or whatever. But
so kind of weird.
Still in the same building.
Yeah.
Pizza and wedding dresses in Oneida, New York.
Not a good idea.
You're going to get pizza sauce on the dress.
That's not wise.
No.
Mm-mm.
Towing an ice cream in Marshall, Missouri. It's not like you can sell the ice cream when you bring them back, because you never bring them back to the towing place.
But maybe it's just, you know, in between towings, they have an ice cream shop set up.
Although I did get my car towed when I went to a Cubs game in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was way downtown in a very scary neighborhood. And, you know, it would have lightened the mood if they would have sold me ice cream.
It would have helped.
Giant razor wire fence all the way around the thing. And then cars and pool tables in Visalia, California. If you've got an idea for a combo business that doesn't really fit, let us know what they are. We've gotten a few here this morning. Brittany sent in, what do you think about a baby store and adult toy shop?
That's how babies are made.
Another one had a brothel and drive-through confessional.
Ah!
somebody did a couple with us, like they were our businesses.
Oh, okay.
Mel's Tavern and Childcare.
I think I've heard of those before, actually.
Yeah, daycare in the back, bar in the front.
It's in Alabama.
Yeah. Andy's Barbecue and Dentistry.
That would also
Let
be in Alabama.
Let me just say, I am very courteous to my dentist. I always brush my teeth before I go.
It's a good idea.
I don't eat Oreos and then go get my teeth cleaned.
That would be funny, though, if you did.
No, it's rude.
I'm just saying it would be funny if you did.
Well, it would be funny.
Because if you come in, your like teeth are all black and stuff from Oreos. That would be funny.
Or popcorn.
Yeah, don't go to a movie and have a bunch of popcorn.
Popcorn shop and dentistry.
But if you're having issues getting a little piece of kernel out, though.
Got another one that was gun shop and candy store.
Yeah. Probably not. A good idea.
No, probably not. If you have an idea for a combo business that does not go together, let us know what it is. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Andy and Mel brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at kosama.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 752. Topping out at 91 today. Got a pretty good chance of rain late overnight tonight and then into tomorrow as well. Cooling down tomorrow, only 79 for a high. Or sorry, 70. Oh, 79 for the high tomorrow. I was looking at the low for tonight. My bad. Drink!
Oh, boy.
Doing a little better today than yesterday.
It's not. Yeah, yesterday you would have been wasted. Today, just maybe slight buzz.
Just a little. 3-beer buzz. That's about it today. So there was this story I found on 11points.com. They went around looking around the internet for businesses that don't go together after the owners of a hair salon and gun store in Kansas were busted for owning guns, which gun stores have to own guns, right? Well, one of them's a convicted felon. You can't sell guns when you're a convicted felon. You can't even own one.
Mm-mm.
So some other mashup businesses. We were wanting to hear what your idea of a horrible mashup business would be. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. John's on the phone. How's it going?
Andy, this is Johnny.
Yeah.
Hey, it's funny that you mentioned that stores that don't go together. In Huron, there is a smoke shop and a fitness center that are right next door to each other, and you can walk right through.
You can walk from one to the other without going outside?
Without going outside, you can go from one part to the other. There's a smoke shop and a fitness center with weightlifting equipment and exercising equipment. And I pass by it every day on my way to work, and I always look at it, and I'm like, that is the dumbest thing
that is
I've
funny.
Ever seen.
Thanks for the call, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see here. Who do we have here? Steve is on the phone. How's it going, Steve?
Steve,
how's it going?
Not too bad.
What's up?
I got your combination that doesn't work good together.
Okay.
We got ethnic food and pet hospital.
Oh. That's... Oh.
That one,
you're on that for a minute.
That one for me was
chew
kind of.
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
Took me a second.
His face was like, I don't get it.
And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
The best part is I've seen it in the cities.
Really?
What?
Yes.
What?
Right next door to each other. And there was also a nail salon there. So.
Oh, that's funny. Wow. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Yep. No Bye-bye. Problem.
That is so bad. You should not put your pet store next to. I'm not saying that's what they're doing.
I know, but it's the perception.
There's a connotation in people's minds that's mostly false. I know there have been reports around the country and stuff like that happening. But
it's something that you don't want.
Well, in some cultures, they just do. They eat that kind of stuff. That's, we don't hear, but.
Here's another one. A stables and a glue factory. You know, you don't want to put those together.
No. You really shouldn't.
It's on the same page as that one.
Angie's on the phone. How are you, Angie?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you got an idea for a couple of businesses that would not work well together?
Yeah, mine's kind of goofy, but how about a tanning salon and a taxidermist? Call it. Tan and hide.
Tan your hide.
I love
tan
it.
Tan your hide.
There
you go. Yeah, tan your hide.
There you go.
Tan
there
your go. Hide. That's a good one. Thanks for the call, Angie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's funny.
I like it.
In the small towns, though, I could see that happening.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that happening.
Because there's not enough room and you want to do two things. And
the only thing that's bad about that is that taxidermist places stink really bad.
Yeah.
They are not pleasant to smell.
No.
Maybe the coconut oil smell of the tanning oil stuff or whatever would help.
We forgot to do the vault.
Yeah, we did.
Forgot to crack the vault because we got busy with the... if you didn't hear, Hinder was canceled last night at the Corn Palace because Austin Winkler's voice crapped out on him. And if you bought tickets to the show, you can get a refund or you can exchange your tickets for another show at the Corn Palace Festival. So get in touch with the Corn Palace or head over there to get that taken care of. We got to crack the vault. If you know all three digits to crack the vault, 361-5557.
Knock it.
Hot 1047.com.